In recent days, the Cole County Commission was contacted by the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, and was told of an ongoing investigation that they were conducting. It was made very clear that this investigation was not about the actual ambulance purchase itself, any wrongdoing by the Cole County Commission, and that the Cole County Commission was not the target of the investigation or any county staff. We have and always will do what is best with the taxpayer money. We were told that the target of the investigation was looking into threats made at senior staff of Cole County and also directed towards the Cole County Commission. The threats to staff included loss of employment and the takeover of our EMS service because we refused to buy ambulances from certain places or people using taxpayer money. Ambulances were purchased using a cooperative purchase agreement, which is a common process used throughout the United States, state of Missouri, and other local governments. Two companies submitted pricing, and Osage Industries was $17,000 more per unit. Our chief of EMS reviewed the proposals and recommended the best product that met specifications was the best quality and was $17,000 less per unit. This savings will allow the county to save hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money over the replacement cycle. This savings allowed the county to purchase needed life-saving equipment such as ventilators and IV pumps for every unit. This equipment will help save lives in Cole County and gives our employees the tools they need to perform a tough job. These threats make a tough job even more stressful and create an atmosphere that is corrupt and financially motivated. The Cole County Commission has been a good steward of your money and has spent your money wisely. We have a chief at EMS that has made great improvements to our service, such as training, protocols, equipment upgrades, and new life-saving equipment. They have been faced with a pandemic and performed above and beyond our expectations. They're in the process of becoming nationally accredited and have become one of the best services in the state. This type of commitment from our EMS staff and chief and our commitment from the Cole County Commission should not be subject to these threats or political pressure. We have and will continue to cooperate completely and honestly with the FBI investigation, and we ask that all Cole County elected officials and Cole County staff do the same. We ask everyone to allow the investigation to continue without interference. We hope that the individuals responsible will be exposed for criminal activity and brought to justice. In the coming days and weeks, we expect those responsible will try to shift the focus, make false statements, and try to blame others for this activity. In closing, we want to reiterate that we are not the target of this investigation, and we have been told that we have done nothing wrong, and we will cooperate fully. We support our decision to buy a high-quality ambulance for $17,000 less per ambulance. We support our EMS chief and his decisions, and we support our EMS staff. We are disappointed that corruption and threats were the result of spending the taxpayers' money wisely.